Sam, I'd like to kind of follow up on another thing that the president did. He hinted at it in the speech, and then later he fulfilled it. But he talked about this nuclear deal with Iran. And I know last week on our show, both Dave and Gary urged the president to decertify this deal. And he did. Now he has done it. Why do you think that this was an important and a constitutional step for him to take at this time?
Well, to me, Isaac, the president's decision to annul that Iranian agreement was critically important for a couple of reasons. One, did he have the authority to do it? Yes, absolutely. Particularly, in fact, that President Obama did not have the constitutional authority to do what was done. He just did it anyway. So he is undoing, in most of these cases, he's been undoing unconstitutional actions that were taken by President Obama. And so that's one thing. So number two, he's also, by so doing, throwing the decision back properly where it should be into the lap of Congress. So some of the changes that he has made in the last couple of weeks relative to Obamacare, a couple of them, not requiring the provision of money, for instance, for contraceptives and that kind of thing that Obamacare required, he undid that through his action, and he's throwing that whole issue back into the lap of Congress as well. And unfortunately, as we know, the congressional leaders, Democrats, not surprising, but the Republican leaders have refused to really sincerely deal with this matter of Iran. They failed to deal with this matter of Obamacare and a host of things. And so the president is doing what he is able to do lawfully and constitutionally to reverse the direction of Barack Obama, basically undo his legacy, frankly. And secondarily, putting the pressure back into the lap of Congress, which is where it must sit and should sit constitutionally. And I believe is a wise decision because he's going to actually pull these reluctant leaders in Washington, Republican and Democrat. He's going to pull them, force them into doing what they know they should have done and should be doing, but have up to this point been refusing to do.
Wow, that's a lot of things going on that he has done rightly. You know, he made some other statements, and we don't have time to fully get into all of them. In America, we don't worship government, we worship God. And he also said we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again. Any observations or thoughts as we got this segment on Donald Trump and the good news? Well, do you think there'll be any impact coming back from that?
I absolutely do. I think for the president to say we do not worship government, we worship God, again, that flies directly into the face of a secular worldview. We've been witnessing for a long time people in government who really believe that government is God. And we've talked about this on this program a lot. We've said, in actuality, that's what's happening. For the president, by saying what he said, we worship God in this country. Well, it's true traditionally. It is true from the standpoint that at the heart of our laws, it still recognizes that. But he's taken a contrarian view because, in reality, culture, the media, Hollywood and others have rejected God, and he's putting them all on notice. And I think should everyone of our listeners, when they hear that, they should stand up and say, amen, praise the Lord, that a president is actually having the boldness to take and make this kind of statement, because it is significant.